You know, I'm walking around to people, did you get it? Did you get it? Before I leave out, I want to ask them, did they get it? And everybody told me they got it, but she was telling me she's been walking with the Lord a long time. But she worked with disability children. And she prayed for them and ministered to them. Why it ain't happening? Why it ain't happening? So it almost make her back off from the word and kind of questioning God. Why are you not doing that? But since you're in this message, it's bringing her around the bend now. She understand, and I know this is going to happen to a lot of people. You understand, you wasn't accessing the whole provision of God because there was a place Satan kept shutting the door on your soul that God did answer, but with his satanic power and shutting the door of your soul, it wasn't getting to you like it should get to you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, most of us here have been scriptured in the scriptures. Matter of fact, I got a team here praying every day. Hundreds of people praying every day, reading a chapter every day. Well, Montreal supposed to put the whole church on it. But I got teams all over the world reading chapters and praying. But her, the boy who the cuss word came out of it, what she's telling me, and this woman, yeah, no scripture. Been with me a long time. She knows scripture. She loved God. But just want to know why I don't have the power he say I have. And that Satan, he's a thief. He steals to kill and destroy our testimonies through our soul.
Yes, sir.
That's why everybody got soul wounds. I don't care how long you've been in church. You got soul wounds because you didn't know about this. When you got converted, there was a carryover in your soul. Mm-hmm. Your soul didn't get born again. Mm-hmm. So if somebody did you wrong 25 years ago and you've been saved 20 years, you got them with you. Mm-hmm. See? But now, renewing your mind is more of a revelation to you because you're taking the word of God and you're washing out the path. You say, how many wounds I got? I don't know. I know I have a born. I'm a pastor. Yeah, they're up in there somewhere, but I'll get them out. That don't make me no different. I'm still walking in the spirit.
Yes,
but we're going to do a better job. We're going to do a better job.
Yes,
that what's been hindering us and blocking us, but all this word up in us, going to open up.
Yes,
now Debbie sees some things that she needed to see. And now I told her the day going to come, she's going to be able to soak her whole class.
Glory.
He soak them. He can soak them. And you know why? John 20 say you can do it. John 20 say whose sin you remit, they'll remit it. Whose sins you retain, they'll retain. So if I start remitting the person's sin, I got the power to do it. And then their eyes will come open, and then they'll be to go free. So it's so much. It's so much. I'm excited. I've been in my ministry excited a good many times when I see something, God show me something, sometimes through somebody else, but he show it to me. And I could bring it to people and get people delivered. And especially this church. This church is my first love. I call you my team. I can get this team working. I know we can get a lot of people delivered. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of partners on the internet, but I can't get my hand on them every day. But this church, I'm responsible for you. And if I can get all you all set free.
Jesus.
And get these young people set free before they hit some of the trap we hit. You know, they know what to do. The church have tried. The church have struggled. But the church basically been under slavery. She haven't been free as she should. And I think this is one of the major part of knowing how to function in your soul properly. You know, then so you'd be not afraid. That's why I keep telling you about we're born again in our spirit. I know that. But there's so many scriptures that is sharing with us now how Satan is trapping and tricking our families. And then we can soak our loved one. You got somebody in your family not doing what they're supposed to do? Just pray for them. Soak them. Put that light in them. Because they got it in them, but they just got in a contrary mold. But now we have power to change them without talking to them. And all you got to do is watch. They're going to say something to you they hadn't said to you before.
Uh-huh.
Like, I love you.
Jesus.
I respect you. Yes, I'm sorry the way I said that or whatever it is. Uh-huh. You always look for any little breakthrough, and then you can compliment them. Then you don't tell them what you're doing. Go back and soak them again. Put that blood.
Yes, sir.
Put that dunamis power.
Mm-hmm.
Put that light in their soul. Call them by name. You see me, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Then you soak them because you love them. Uh-huh. You want them to know the truth. You know they're saved,
yeah,
but they're stubborn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Glory.
Look in John 20 when you get there. When you get home, look in John 20. Look down and you find whose sin you remit, they remit it.
Yes,
I soak all of y'all. And God bring one of y'all up on the screen, I'll soak you more. See, I just need a strong church so we can get it out to other people. Can't be fighting among ourselves. Understand? Got it? You sure?
It's
going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. All your habits, all your behavior might be broken overnight. And the person you're soaking, they might not be broken overnight. But they'll find that blood, that dunamis power, and that light will finally get them because they're not bad people. They're just being badly influenced by their own unruly soul. God, God Almighty. And that's what's happening to them, see? Because they're saved, Eli, you understand? They're saved. But their unruly soul don't know the rule of their soul.
Jesus.
Or how to regulate their soul. Satan come in and tell them something else. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
This is so important, children.
Yes.
A lot of captivities in our life we're going to get set free from. A lot of things that are not working.
Mm-hmm.
Is Satan not stronger than you? But he's a deceiver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Bible said when you catch him, you got to give you sevenfold. There's a lot of sevenfolds up in here.
Yes,
that ain't seven times, sevenfold.
I receive.
Uh-huh. Apostle, do you ever have a problem? Absolutely. Everyone made me stronger. Every problem made me stronger. I didn't lack it when it happened. But I had to dig deeper.
Uh-huh.
It made me stronger. Uh-huh. It made me know God there. Yeah, God didn't do it. The enemy sent it. But God showed me how to handle it.
Yeah.
Don't get discouraged. You got a few things going on. What? Don't get discouraged. All you need to know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Give it time.
Oh, yeah.
God will work it out.
Absolutely.
Soak your children. Didn't you bathe them when they couldn't bathe themselves? Huh? You put them in that little tub. Remember that little tub? Yeah, put them in another tub. You'll see them change right before your eye. And you can't do this being a judge. You have to do this in love. Soak your mama. Soak her. Soak your daddy. In love. You're not coming against them. But before you go to soaking everybody else, soak yourself first. Y'all be around and soak. I'm going to soak her. I'm going to soak her. But what about you? Soak yourself first. How you going to give everybody else a bath and you don't have a bath? You stink. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right? See, I don't want to get this thing out of wax. Because a lot of people, because their parent tell them something they're wrong about, now they're going to soak their parent. You see what I'm saying? I'm about no little game. You got to be right yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you got to have the right motive.
Uh-huh.
Your motive can't be to prove that you're right and they're wrong.
Thank you, Lord.
You understand some? Yeah.
Yes,
I'm going to teach more. I'm going to teach a whole lot more. The Lord's still talking to me, and I can't, I got enough teaching in my pad for 25 to 30 hours. And it ain't no big old pad, it's just that the information there, when I start talking, the Holy Spirit starts telling me other things about the same subject, you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
but we know, we're way overdue to walk in the full blessing of the Lord. Huh? You know why that man in Psalm 1? Yeah, you see something come up now. Psalm 1, why that man walking so much blessing? He was constantly soaking. Blessed is the man that walking not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, nor standing away. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In that law, he meditate day and night. That's what I've been doing.
Yes, sir.
He should be like a tree planted by the river of water. His leaf should not wither. Huh? Bring forth fruit. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He was a soaker. Joshua 1:8. God told him, be a soaker. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate. There he is, he's soaking. You see? That you may observe it, to do all that written therein. Then thou will call and have good success. Huh? He was a soaker. Just a word. It's just a word. It's just a way to tell you that you got to take time and hold your soul down in that. We're talking about soaking. Let that light come in and remove Satan out of your soul, that your spirit now and your soul can be in charge. Your body going to do exactly what you tell them to do. See, your body do what your soul tell it to do without any instruction from God. Your soul take instruction from anywhere. If it's not trained right, you see. Once you get it trained right, it ain't going to take that ill instruction because it already instructed. So your soul, like your faith, if you don't use your faith properly, it ain't going to work. So if you don't train your soul right, it's not going to work. It's not going to be able to do what God designed for it to do. So it's really all the dilemmas and traumas you've been through with people. It's not that they're bad people. They just don't know what they're doing and you don't know what they're doing. But now when you come in phone, you know what's happening to them. You can love them more. You can forgive them more. You can work with them more. You know they got a problem. Now you know you're not the problem. They're the problem in their soul. So you can work with them. Be kind. Do patient. You possess your soul. See, you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. In tribulation and trouble, you need patience. That patience has to be developed in your soul to know how to wait on God. Now, you know, I'd cut your head off. What? I'd get mad. I said, who you talking to? The Lord said, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know who that is. I done talked already. Now I need to ask God to forgive me. But now I know better. See, I came out of the street. My brothers told me, when the argument start, don't auger, swing. Hit first. He said, man, hit first. The other man loses confidence because he knew you're not scared of it. So I came in on this side, and then God started pushing me higher, higher up the ladder. The person said, who you talking to? Well, I shouldn't say that. But my soul was answering up. My untrained soul said, huh? I go to a restaurant. You got 15 men with me. They serve everybody nice to get to me. And I asked a question. The lady said, why you got to know that? And I'm at the head of the table, and I'm about to pay for the doggone food. And she asked me, and so I said, you don't know. I fire you. Tell the manager I won't see him. You should not wait on this table no more. You can't fire me. You're fired from this table. I've done that before. I was wrong. I don't know what that woman went through last night. I don't know who she married to. What kind of craziness she'd have been through. And then I'm taught that the stronger your anointing is, the more the enemy will attack. I mean, them boys at the other table, with me had no anointing. But I say, you get a hold of your crazy self. This ain't happening anywhere you go because you're no good. This happening because you're praying and studying, and Satan sent somebody out to aggravate you and to activate you in your soul for you to do something stupid so you'll lose some inches in your anointing.
Yes,
you got hundreds of people, thousands of people waiting on you, by the thousands of people waiting on you to preach, and you're going to argue with this woman? Now, to counteract that, when you know better, they'll change an answer if you answer them right.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know you don't understand what I was asking. I'm sorry. Be the best waiter you ever seen. Just you deactivate the enemy. But if you act like the enemy, you can't deactivate him. Now, Leroy Jr. tried to keep me calm sometime. That's all right, Dad. I got it. No, I'm going to handle this. I don't need you to handle this. This woman, I'm going to get her straight. Come here, woman. I'm going to get her straight. First of all, I said, you know what kind of tip you was about to get? I mean, I had a bunch of my sons sitting there with me. They just sat there and watched me. But they always aggravated me. But I learned better, and they don't even bother me no more. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Satan, see, Satan know where he can get you. Anybody else know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Satan know your weak spot. Huh? Like somebody said something about your children, then you ready to burn the house down, everything else down. Don't be talking about my children. I'll kill you. I love you, Jesus. I'll kill you. That's a soul. He's trying to get you because he see another level you're about to walk on. That was a blessing trying to land. And Satan get you aggravated and you knock that blessing out. God said, I can't give it to him now because it violated faith, it violated grace, it violated my love. Wow. So this lesson is a whole lot wider than we see. Mm-hmm. This actually is an interstate. Mm. We've been traveling the dirt road, all back behind the bayou, behind the levee, you know. The levee right out there, you know. But now, some of y'all are giants, don't even know it. Now I'm going to watch you take off. Take off from that place as you learn how to handle this thing properly. You're a free man, you're a free woman. A lot of stuff we fight, we don't have to fight. We just got to finish it with wisdom of God. Speak to it properly. See, a lot of things we've been trying to do with prayer. And prayer is a powerful demarcation of walking with God. But yet if that soul unrestful and unreliable, Satan knows it. Mm-hmm. You know he can disturb your mind with words, yeah. And he'll come and do it. But as we learn, as we grow, and as we develop, we'll know who it is, and we'll know how to function with him and how to stop him. See, we've been binding Satan. Satan said, I didn't do nothing. You did it. I planted something in you, and it activating you. I don't even have to touch you no more. You did it. You never cleared me out. Why are you binding me up, cussing me out, and dragging me over the floor? I didn't do it. You did it. You never used what you had to get me out. I got a right to do this. I got a right to keep you deformed. I got a right to keep you afflicted. Because my affliction is in your soul. My wound is in your soul. So we talked about the Spirit so much, and rightfully we did. The Spirit is powerful, being led by the Spirit. But you can't really fully be led by the Spirit if your soul out of wax.
Yes, sir.
Why? Your soul is arguing with your spirit. Just think about it. 42 years of studying the Word almost all day, every day, and praying. Never slack up. And I have more rest now than I ever had in my life. Just on a few weeks we've been teaching on this. I come into a state that's something I didn't know. And see, I've had two people, they wouldn't challenge me because they respect me as an apostle, but they're telling me what somebody else had said. Well, I can't live all my life on what somebody has said. God's still saying. A lot of people living on what dead people said. God's still alive. Revelation's still coming through. So we got to keep, that's why I study all the time. And if I find something that God is saying, ain't nobody going to stop me. My family tell you, nobody going to stop me. If God said it, nobody going to stop me. This church the same way. The church, that's why I call Gwen out. See, the people, they know. Joy's been here with me long. They know if God give me something, that's it. And if I'm wrong, I'll come back and tell you I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong this time, Jerry. Very seldom with grace, I just got heading. God said, if that's the whole counsel of God, Is that my whole counsel? I said, no. You see, here's what error is. Error. You go in error when you exalt a truth without bringing the other truth in with it. See, you just want make believe you know so much. But you have another truth saying you need to add me to that. And that's what happened to Grace. Grace is good, but they wouldn't add the truth of faith to it. And so the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Who right? God or the grace group or the faith group? God right. It's very simple. God always right. And after I find something out, I'm not going to whoop myself what I didn't know. I'm going to get on the horse and ride on out. I find out, now I'm going with this. I see it. See, God is the ever-increasing revelation. Especially if you got a praying church, and we do have that. We got intercessors in here that's praying. Well, God going to keep unfolding stuff to us. I have to have boldness, access, and confidence that Paul talked about. God said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. Love, power. Why should we say now? Next. Now this pertains to my soul. A sound mind. A sound soul. So if we function with an unsound soul, something we're missing. Because now Satan tap dancing. On the womb, in the darkness, in your soul where you can't see him. What I think about is so many good Christians doing bad things because they don't know how to stop it. I think this teaching going to do it. We got a lot of Christians living right, don't get me wrong. But there's some Christians doing things that they don't want to do or doing behaviors that they don't want to do because they don't know how to correct it. They've prayed, they've read the scripture. Some of them probably even sprinkled themselves with blood. Take communion 4 times a day. But it won't change. It's like running from a problem and the problem running in you. See? You didn't get it. See? Running from a problem you can't get away from because you're carrying it. So the faster you run, the faster the problem run. Until you stop and realize, I'm carrying this thing. And I know how to eradicate it. I know how to erase it permanently. I know how to stop it. You follow what I'm saying? We've come into revelation, children. They're going to make our home sweeter. Change everything. You ever got to the point? Deep down your heart, I don't know what to do. I prayed. I read scriptures. And it's still not working. What are you telling me? I know how you feel. Take a while. Don't, like I told you, don't go beating yourself up tomorrow. I got to wound you. Stop that mess. You don't know what you got. You let the Lord reveal it to you. Then you work on it. Well, how I know when I got it out? A confirmation going to come. Either scripture or some way God going to show you, you got that. That's done. And then whatever it is, whatever effect it was having, going to stop. Now, you don't think Satan ain't got nobody waiting on you. When I started teaching, a lady said, I just read a magazine. And they didn't emphasize on the soul. They just emphasized on the spirit. I said, okay, fine. The next day I asked her, I said, now who was that? She said, now this is supposed to intimidate me and change me. Brother Hagin. I said, that's my dad. He's my teacher. I said, he in glory now. He recognized what I'm doing. I'm extending his ministry. Like I expect my boys to extend my ministry. Yes. It's going on to the next level. Yes. I ain't teaching everything. I'm teaching what's been revealed to me. But God is inexhaustible in his revelation. Do you know what has happened to you today about your soul? Do you know you're a good child, you love God, and most of y'all living right, and some of y'all got some problem? But do you know what you're finding out today? Do you know what happened to you today? Do you know why I'm still out here and it's time for me to be eaten? Because I love you. I want you to see, you know, don't mess with my meanness. That's me trying to break your leg so that you can walk right. Replace. You know what I'm saying? I'm not never against you. It's stupid. God put you over people, you against them. You're trying to show off on them, make them feel bad. You're not going to ever understand how I act. I'm dealing with different people. I ain't never heard nobody put nobody out of church. Well, you heard it now? Yeah. She showed me she's going to get herself straight. Any one of them, the first three or four I put out, they never come back to tell me I was wrong. Give me another chance. They ain't want no chance. Right. And if you're doing something about me wrong, I'm going to find out about it. Because I got a lot of faithful members. They're going to tell on you. They're telltale. Yeah. I'm going to tell. Because they know they're just messing them up with this crazy point up in here, so I'm just going to tell on them. Yeah. It's a soul issue. They're Christian, they love God. It's a soul issue. You get your healing. You get your money. Do you know what it means to have a peaceful home? Watch what I say now, man. Where the man is in charge. Hallelujah. Where the man is in charge. Hallelujah. As the Bible says. Hallelujah. Y'all sit back and let these women just take over. Because they got to take over you with your crazy self. If you ain't paying no attention, your headship, you got to stop it. I sat around, Carolyn, do a lot of things. But my children know who the head of the house. I burn it down. I literally stack a match and stick to it. No. That's what God said. I ain't gonna punk in this church. You ain't gonna punk me out in here. No. Come on, the Lord, sit down. And I got some men to take your tail out of here. If I say the word, you gone. You know, and you got to have that. Why you come to this church so peaceful? Why this church so peaceful? All churches not peaceful. Got all kind of erratic stuff going on in churches. Why this church so peaceful? Because they know I ain't going for that foolishness. I'm going to stop you, and I got plenty of men to help me. Look, we come here to learn from the Lord. We ain't come here for your foolishness. We've been here 20 years, and you come here 2 months ago. Now you're going to change everything? No, you ain't, baby. You're going to find you another church. Look, go down the street, go down and turn left. But you ain't going to do that here. Don't it be peaceful in here when you come?
Yes.
Huh? Yes, I mean, a mess can stop, but it can be stopped. Amen. And say, the devil knows that. He need to keep knowing that. You say, well, Pastor, why are you talking that? He might call the devil on. Man, I ain't talking about no devil. Come on. Because he knows he's defeated. Jesus is Lord. Although, if you follow the Bible gonna win every time. Follow God's instruction. We got a lot of people in this church love God. I know that. A lot of people, like I said, been with me a long time, and we've been through it, but we're still standing, and we're gonna be standing. Is that right? And so, y'all take a spoonful at a time. Don't try to drink the whole bottle. Don't try to be like me. I drank the whole bottle. Just, again, said to the Lord, give me another bottle. You know, because there's a hunger. I mean, see, your spirit can't get thirsty. Your spirit can't get hungry. Go read your Bible. Look it up and you come, your spirit, your soul. So at that point, listen to me very carefully. At that point, if you try to live just in your spirit, you're going to be high-minded. because you're not going to ever see your weakness.
Right.
Your weakness was left there for a reason, for you to keep seeking. What Satan trying to take you out with don't take you up. Because they're going to make you seek. When he says seek the kingdom of God, the kingdom, I don't have to look for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within me. But I got to see how it operates in certain scenarios. Say you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I got both of them. I got the kingdom of God in me. I got the righteousness in me. Seek what the kingdom would say about this. What righteousness would do about this. And you win every time. I'm not out there seeking, trying to find the kingdom. Where the kingdom of God at? No. That's just like running with the kingdom. You're seeking for something already on the inside of you. How it functions. So I need the Holy Spirit touching my spirit with an open soul to function right. You see that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see that, you're blind as a bat in a hailstorm with your cap off. I mean, God, dog, man, it's so clear. I'm going. I hear some of my members' tires squealing. They're cutting the corner. All right. I said, boy, we stayed a long time and missed this. I see y'all.